can hear you just fine.
Excellent.
Hell yeah. Well, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you today?
No complaints. Do you hear me okay?
I do, yeah.
All right. I sound all right.
You sure do.
Okie dokie, artichokey. Well, we've been working on this one. That's good.
We have been. It's been a while.
I'm glad it's happening. This has been a fun season. And a lot lighter lift now that I'm not really doing full video episodes, you know.
That's good.
Yeah, it's been a lot easier. Feels like a hobby now.
Good. Takes a lot of the pressure and stress off.
It sure does. All right. Well, welcome to No Thanks But Yes, this Freedom from Addiction podcast featuring chill conversations with splendid people. Mm-hmm. And and that's all right. And welcome. I met you, or I found you rather, on Instagram. I'm particularly fond of your photographs.
Thank you.
Yeah, very it's a wonderful style, and I dig it the most. And I'd really dig that you're out. Mm-hmm. I'm in recovery. That's what's up.
Oh yes.
All right. Well, on No Thanks But Yes, we introduce ourselves, give our name and who we are.
All right. Ready to go?
Let's jam.
All right. I am Andy Cole. I'm a model and a live music concert manager. I also manage social media, and I am a little over 6 years in recovery now from alcohol.
That's what's up.
Is what is up, for sure.
You don't have to tell me, Mr. Man. Awesome. Yeah, model, live concert promoter. That's awesome. I've been a musician for a long time. I haven't performed live in about 5 years, but I really dig performing live music.
Excellent. I have absolutely no musical bones in my body, but I'm good at managing things. So that's where I fall in. I'm not musically inclined at all. I can only play my radio. That is it.
Yeah.
But I enjoy live music. I love it with all my soul.
You help to get butts in seats.
Yes, I do.
Right on. Yeah, we were not really always good at that, but when it happened, it was lit for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you say that you're a person in recovery, and everybody coming on here, you know, we talk about what that means to us. We don't care what you put in you or what you put on you, kind of. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you? What is recovery?
It's kind of like a lifelong journey to me, and just like constantly being self-aware of myself and, you know, what I do put into my body. You know, I've not had a drop of alcohol in 6 years, and I will always identify as being in recovery because that's just kind of what it is, you know? I feel like if I were to ever, you know, have another drop of alcohol, that would just be a long winding road back down to the bottom very quickly for me. It's just kind of like this, like a health, but also consciously self-aware journey. Always progressing.
Oh, and always progressing, consciously mm-hmm. self-aware, abstaining from alcohol.
Yes.
Journey. Mm-hmm. I dig it. Yeah, me too. I'm a fellow traveler. For sure. I will never drink alcohol again, of that I am certain.
Me too.
Ooh, I don't think I could manage that relationship.
I know I could not. And that is why I stay away from it. And I'm okay with that. I like this choice.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, you're a veteran too.
I am, yes.
Me too.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's awesome. Is there anything you wanted to say about about that?
Well, I joined the military. I joined the Air Force in 2013. I was a medic all 6 years of my contract. I was stationed at BAMC. It's a level one trauma center on Fort Sam in San Antonio. And I was there the whole time. They just cycled me through the hospital in different areas. I worked in general surgery. I worked in wound and ostomy. I helped out in vascular surgery just a little bit. And then I worked on the medical ICU for several years, and then medical ICU step down. So just like a little bit less intensive care. And then I stopped working in the hospital in 2018, and I got my DD-214 in February of 2019.
Right on, the old DD-214.
Oh, yes.
I got me one.
That's my favorite piece of paper.
Mine's a little worse for wear, though. I got mine in October of 92, so it's been a minute. Just past the major anniversary of leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I was 6 years in the Navy.
Yeah. Oh, very good. I had a lot of really close friends in the Navy.
Yeah. Big drinkers in the Navy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, they were. When I lived in the active duty barracks, the barracks I was in were also the Wounded Warrior barracks. So I had a lot of Wounded Warrior Marine friends, and they could toss them back.
Yeah. Certainly, it's a culture, and culture is important.
Really is.
When we want to recover, that we find a culture that doesn't really celebrate excess, at least for a while, you know.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's cool. So, tell me what you're doing now. Tell me about your modeling. Tell me about your concert promoting. Tell me about all the groovy stuff that you're into for work. And then I'm going to about play.
There's several things. I keep myself very busy. So I don't model as much as I used to. I started modeling in 2019, right after I got out of the military. One of my friends is a photographer, and he was all like, let's try a photo shoot. And I was like, okay, this sounds cool. And I just had like a natural act for it. So I started doing that. It's more of a hobby. Nowadays I have, I think, one photo shoot coming up, but it's not like on the books yet. So I really don't do it as often as I would like, just because we're all very busy people. I do manage concerts full time. So I work at a live music venue in downtown Austin. It's a 7 to 750 cap venue. So we mostly throw a lot of metal shows. Just because that's what our booking or our in-house talent buyers like to book, which is fine with me because I enjoy good metal. So I do that. I'm there fairly often. My husband also has the exact same job as me, so we're very interchangeable. So one day I'll go to work, and one day he'll go to work, and I'll go to work, and he'll go to work. We kind of just switch in and out. Also manage social media marketing for the venue and the production company that's in-house. So I spend a lot of time on my computer. And I also have a home bakery business. Yes. It kind of came around as like a supplemental income need when the COVID pandemic hit, because obviously when the pandemic shut everything down, the first to go was live music venues. So my husband and I both lost our jobs. So we're like, oh crap, what are we going to do? And I was like, well, I like making cookies and I'm good at it. So let's try this. And it just kind of, the dough ball kept rolling, you know?
I'm particularly fond of baked goods. It's one of my passions. I don't bake, but I consume them appropriately.
You're a connoisseur of sweet baked goods.
That's it. Kid, that's awesome. Oh, that sounds like a sweet venue. 700 or so. I love it. We have something like that in downtown Raleigh, and I enjoyed playing there. I was playing in ska and reggae bands over the last 20 years, and then kind of got into a little bit more sedate jazz, kind of trippy stuff a little later in life. And then I just tried to, crush what I was doing for a living and lost focus on music, but I, you know, it's a hobby. I have my horn back there.
Wait, I don't see it.
Oh, it's hiding.
I was hiding
back there, all rusty. Oh. I have a daughter living in Austin.
Oh, you do?
I do. She's studying philosophy at UT Austin.
Right? Oh, good campus.
Yeah. I visited her last year and had a really good time. Spent about a week there.
Very nice.
Great food trucks. And
oh, the food trucks are next level insane. So good.
Yeah. For sure. And I have another friend in Austin who was one of our early guests on the show. Yeah, he's a program director at Faces and Voices of Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's a great sober bar in Austin as well.
I have not been to it. I've heard a lot about it, but I am so busy that I just don't really, if I'm not at work, I stay home.
I have morphed into
a little old lady who just stays in the kitchen baking, which is fine. I'm totally cool.
No, I mean, it sounds lovely. It really does. Some live music, some cookies, some chilling at home with your sweetheart. Perfect.
That's it's a good life for sure.
Yeah. No, Sands Bar. Chris Marshall interviewed him for the podcast as well. And hung out there. Yeah, brilliant. Check it out sometime.
I will definitely have to.
Yeah, you don't have to do nothing.
Well, I definitely would like to.
So that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing for work. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've seen you, following your Instagram. Looks like you're getting back into exercising and stuff.
Trying to stay on that bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, tell me what you do for fun and tell me what you do to take care of yourself and find balance and all that stuff.
Oh, finding balance. That's the hardest part. A lot of that is just like meticulous organizational skills that I wish I had. So for fun, I love to just sit on the couch with a good book and do nothing. I'm a huge couch potato. When the weather's nice, my husband and I go camping a lot, and we've got dirt bikes that we take out. I've recently purchased a motorcycle, so I got to take that out for a spin more. I love playing video games. Nice. Love playing video games. I'm super far behind in all of the video game times, so I don't know what's going on that's like cool and current. I'm like stuck back like 15 years still. Let's see, other than that, what else do I like to do? That's about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I like to camp. I like to ride my motorcycle and dirt bikes. We go kayaking in the summers.
Nice.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. I love going to the gym. I just think it's really, really rewarding. You know, it just pumps a lot of feel good chemicals into your brain when you go and work out, and then you see the progress and then you feel very accomplished, and it's just a great feeling to have.
Yeah, that is, there's solid neuroscience behind that.
Absolutely.
Some very healthy neurochemical activity going on, and then you discuss reward. You mm-hmm. sense the forward motion, and we need reward, and that has its own feast of neurochemistry going on.
Oh yes. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. And then, you know, pairing that with like a healthy diet too, and which is pinnacle to having a good time in the gym. You have to have a healthy diet foundation first, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see what foods you're putting into your body and then going to the gym and seeing that all like play out in like real time almost.
Okay. Burning that fuel and building that muscle, and you're mindful of what you put in yourself to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually kind of a really groovy meditative process, very mindful.
Yeah. I think it is.
I've never thought about that. That's cool.
Food is fuel.
Food is fuel.
Yeah. And,
oh, that is so cool. And chilling on the couch, reading and playing video games. That's amazing. And being behind the times on the video games. That's
I can't keep up with what's current.
No.
I'm getting old. I don't know. I don't know what these kids are playing these days.
My daughter is a gamer, and her partner, and she's done a couple kind of live streams of herself playing too, just for
us. I wanted to get into that. I really do. With the whole the Twitch TV thing.
Twitch.
Yeah, super cool. I don't have all the equipment for it, and I can't run a lot of things through my laptop for gaming because I need a PC build, but you know, one day I'll get to it one day. One of these days. I'm not gonna stress out about it. It's fine.
Andy, it sounds like a delightful life, you know, coming up on 7 years in recovery. Mm-hmm. And doing the things you love with the person you love in a place you love. You dig Austin?
I do dig it. Yeah. We actually live about 30 to 45 minutes outside of Austin in the Hill Country. So we have like Lake Travis is like not even a 10 minute walk away from us. So we have like lake access and stuff. So it's really great. There's a lot of rolling hills and just trees everywhere. It's fantastic. A lot of wildlife too.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Mm. Hey, I have to ask you, not everybody's out there, you know, I mean, you're not like, you know, working in the field, like a number of my guests, either they're working in the field or they're advocates or whatever. You're doing you, but you're also recovering out loud. I mean, mm-hmm. Why? How did that come about? Because a lot of us don't, you know,
I just thought it was like kind of like, and a lot of people see me and a lot of people like follow my social media and stuff too. So I feel like it's important to be a little bit more outspoken about not being around alcohol. Everybody's always like, well, I have so many friends because I work in the music industry, obviously, and very close to the bar industry, and everybody's just drinking all the time, and they post about it. They post selfies with their White Claws or their beers or whatever the heck else is out these days. And so I feel like it's kind of important to say, hey, look, you can have like a very fulfilling, fun life without alcohol. Like alcohol is not a necessity, you know. Sure, it can be fun for some people every now and again, but you know, it's like everything, it needs to be in moderation, in my opinion. But, you know, you don't see a lot of people that are like, hey, look at me, I'm in recovery because of X, Y, and Z. And I did this, you know, for my health, for my loved ones, for, you know, my friends around me, that in case that they want to, you know, consider going down the road of sobriety, that they know that they can come to me, you know. So I kind of put myself out there so that I can be like a little light in everybody's darkness just in case they need me, you know, because I have a lot of friends like, hey, how do you do it? Why do you do it? What advice can you give me? So that's why.
That is awesome. You do have a big following, and it's like, you know, hey, you got these badass pictures and you go into metal concerts and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And OBT dubs, I don't drink. And because you're having fun. And that's one of the purposes of this podcast is mm-hmm. I hate to see recovery as perceived as this trudge through a veil of tears. A lot of us are having fun and doing some crazy shit. Yeah, for sure. And that inspires people to initiate recovery as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, sure, it's hard at first. Everything is hard at first when you're trying something new and different. But like, it's so worth it. You know, I have very clear and vivid memories now that aren't bogged down through being drunk. Because like, I don't remember half of anything when I was drinking all the time, and that's terrible. You know, I want to remember the cool things I do and the cool things I see. And to think that I thought that alcohol enhanced my experience was just absolute bogus.
You said something just so profound, you know. you basically kind of normalized the process of initiating recovery with literally every new thing we do. Yeah, everything's mm-hmm. hard at first, and this is going to be tough at first, kids. Yeah. But come get you some, because
come get you some. It's worth it, I promise.
Come get you some. Oh, hell yes. Brilliant. No, that was a brilliant insight. Sometimes, you know, when we talk about it, you know, we want to make it sound worse than it is. You know, I hear some people who are out saying, you know, oh, I struggle every day. Every day is a battle with this demon. And I'm like, bro, then what are you doing wrong, man? I mean, yeah, you know, this
I have a couple of friends that are like that.
No, stop.
It's like, I like to think, I read once that, and this I think is very, I don't know, it relates to a lot of other things, not this particularly, but I think it was a TikTok that said that stop saying that you're struggling with depression, start saying that depression is struggling with you. And I loved that. I don't know who said it. I don't know whose idea it was, but it really resonated with me. Because it's like, I'm not struggling with these things. These things are struggling with me.
Damn.
And I'm going to win.
Andy, you gave me goosebumps. Holy shit. I am feeling that. You know?
And I mean, it's all a mindset. And I think that, like, especially with, like, positive affirmations, like, that will absolutely flip somebody's world, like, 180 degrees.
Man, oh, I love it. I love that so much. May end up teasing a title. Every time I do an episode, it's like an Easter egg hunt looking for the title of the episode. And yeah. And you know what? I don't really like the whole describing, you know, recovering from chronic illness is this battle in warriors. I don't want to romanticize it. You know, people.
Oh, definitely does not need to be romanticized, but yeah. I think it does need to be talked about so that the stigma fades more. That way we're more open to talking about it. And then, you know,
yeah,
people are more apt to find better ways to treat it.
Yep.
Instead of just like trying to brush stuff under the rug.
Yeah. 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 Cocaine was struggling with me for a while.
Oh, goodness.
That motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, God. That was great. So we talked about your kind of what recovery is to you. I thought that was a lovely frame. What you do. Badass stuff, what you do for fun. Well, you know, we're getting right down to business. Do you have like a final message for folks, for our millions of listeners, Andy, or at least a few more now that I got you on?
And yeah.
Maybe all your people will come get them some.
Maybe. We'll see. I hope so. If not, they'll come over. They'll join our side eventually.
It's like, come to the dark side. We have bubbly water.
Yes. Oh, I have a Star Wars mug.
Oh, excellent.
Join us or die. I'm holding up a mug with Darth Vader on it, and Andy's holding up a TIE fighter. Wow, we're both kind of, it's not like we got, you know, like, we got Empire stuff. Interesting.
I love the dark side. I can't help it.
The dark side. That's awesome. So final messages. Hey, Andy.
Well, I think that one, alcohol is just an unnecessary evil that doesn't necessarily make anything more fun, though it might spot out the fun parts of, you know, your memory. And that if anybody thinks that they might want to, you know, take a little trip down the road of recovery, I think it's a great idea. It's hard. It is, you know? So I kind of like want to throw like a Lord of the Ring reference in here. It's like the journey to Mordor. Oh, it'll take some time. It's almost never ending. It took 17 years to get to Mordor? It wasn't easy, but they did it. When you feel alone, there's so many of us out there, and just don't be afraid. It may seem a little scary, but it's really not.
Brilliant. Brilliant analogy. And I'm seeing,
I guess it's more so the road to recovery is the road back from Mordor.
Well, yeah. I mean, going back to the Shire.
Going back to the Shire. We all
recovery
the Shire.
Is the Shire. Yeah. But early recovery is going to the fires of Mount Doom, man. And I love it when Gimli is like, oh, you just don't roll into Mordor, man.
One does not simply.
And Aragorn's Boromir. That's our path, Master Dwarf. Yes. That's our path. Come get you some.
And I mean, sobriety, it takes a lot out of you. There's a lot of self-reflection. There's a lot of figuring out who you are now as a sober person. And that takes a lot of time. You know, I'm almost seven. I'm going on year 7 of sobriety, and I'm still trying to figure out who the heck I am every single day, because I spent all of my early adulthood totally sloshed. You know, I didn't know who I was. I was just concerned about what time the bar was closing. So it's not only a journey to sobriety, but it's a journey of rediscovering who you are as a person at your center. And that can initially be really ugly, because you might not like the person that you are, but you have to learn how to re-like yourself. And there's just going to be a lot of personal growth. And personal growth is hard, but it's worth it.
Oh, I dig it. I dig it so much. Thank you so much for giving me your time and for connecting with me. And I'm looking forward to staying connected with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We can do this again anytime.
Well, this episode's coming out on the 23rd, so it'll be
time for Christmas.
Yeah. Right on.